your victory.
And I'm not done fighting. This is the sound of surviving.
91.5. It is your victory. Nicole Nordeman, Sound of Surviving. Good morning. It's Risenstein on another special day with Ray Haynes, our general manager. And last week, teaching on Rosh Hashanah. Today on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, you can go to victory.radio. And when you go to victory.radio, you can see all of the teachings from last week, including the audio. And today you can click on Days of Awe and Yom Kippur 2018 and follow along with Ray Haynes teaching. Good morning.
Mind you, you have to go to the blog once you get there.
Yes. Go to victory.radio, click on blog.
Right. And it is now posted, so you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm there. I'm reading along.
And go. All right. So, you know, what a neat day today is. I hope that if you're not familiar with Yom Kippur, you will just get an opportunity to embrace one of the cool things. If, you know, a lot of folks can kind of get the concept of Passover because you have the cross. Mm-hmm. But that's only half of it. The other part is Yom Kippur. So today should help you encounter Jesus in just a whole new way. Things you probably even haven't thought about, how all of this ties together. Yom Kippur does that. And of course, it's a whole lot on the end times. So we're just going to jump in and get you ready for the day ahead, which actually begins this evening, goes through tomorrow evening. So Yom Kippur is a Sabbath of Sabbaths, if you will. Not only should you not play golf, but you should shut everything down. And I'll show you why God has set that apart. It paints the best picture of our salvation you could ask for. But just every week has a Sabbath. God says, stop. Take a day, stop. So this is the Sabbath for the whole year. So you can imagine what a much bigger day. If the Sabbath gets a Sabbath, this is what that is. So, I mean, do you get the concept of how God feels about it? So two things are required. Not a whole lot here. And I think you'll like them. Rest, which is very good. We all need that. And fasting. And again, that really ties in with our salvation. So tonight, people from all over the world are going to celebrate Yom Kippur. In Israel, absolutely nothing will be open.
We were there. We were there for Yom Kippur.
I mean, it just shuts down. Yep. There's no radio, no television, no cable, no elevators. You got to watch that one.
Yeah.
Even the streetlights don't work. I mean, they're resting everything. The cows, they lay down. Everything shuts down. So here's the verse. Any person who's not afflicted in soul on that same day shall be cut off from his people. And any person who does any work on that same day, that person I'll destroy from among his people. That's Leviticus 23. Now, just to temper that, in Colossians chapter 2, don't let any man judge you in respect to holy days, new moons, Sabbath days, which are all a shadow of things to come, for the substance is of Christ. And so in doing these things, you're not trying to put yourself back under the law. You're just encountering Christ in a way that he set in that motion for, you know, 6,000 years ago when he was slain from the foundation of the world. So that's what you're trying to do. You're definitely not trying to go, oh, if I mess up or if I get a hole in one on Yom Kippur.
My dad would always say that, well, we're going to take the day off. You're not going to go to school and I'm not going to work today, but we're not going to play golf because if we get a hole in one, we can't tell anybody.
Guys, shut down your world. There's no hole in ones on Yom Kippur. So all of that, of course, for the Jews, they have a heavy burden because they don't have Jesus. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine just ritual, 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 ritual,
yes,
with no payoff?
I can.
Yeah.
it's not a good thing. So if anybody could actually enjoy Yom Kippur, it's us. So the Sabbath is just a shadow of things to come. And the substance, all right, something solid here, creates a shadow. Like my hand is in the air and there's lights above me. So there's a shadow on the computer now, all right? So the substance that's casting the shadow is Jesus. Mm-hmm. So once you get him, the shadow is, you know, everything changes about that. You understand the shadow and it makes sense. So Sabbath days, we're all looking forward to Jesus who would bring rest. I mean, you could ask David, he could do a year on that one. The difference of rest as opposed to where you were. So we can't become right with God or become righteous from what we do or any kind of obedience to the law. Righteousness comes by faith. You trust in Jesus to be in charge, or you rest in confidence. That's the fasting. Mm-hmm. The resting is encountering Christ intimately, becoming one with him and his will. I think we've all done it. You know, you run, and you lose your intimacy. Just the way it goes. Rosh Hashanah was the creation of man. Yom Kippur is the fall of man. Mm. So the day Adam, rush, missed his appointment with God, they weren't walking in the cool of the day, they were talking with Satan. It's the day God killed animals to make skins for Adam and Eve. It's the first blood sacrifice. So before the Jews, before Moses, before the law, there were days that would become these fall feasts. And these days are eternal in the sense that we'll celebrate them on into eternity. Jesus celebrated them. Yom Kippur might be the return of Christ. It has 25 hours, so no one knows the hour of his coming. So that's one of the things they think. Two things required: rest and fasting. Resting represent death, so you wear white clothing, which I think is really important because it's kind of cool and it helps you keep focus. But it represents death because burial clothes for the Jews are white. The Jews wear white to live all day as if they're dead because they're fasting. You see, fasting people don't eat. It's humbling yourself before God and a reminder that you're mortal. I just can't tell you what a powerful day it is. So many of this millennial generation, they're fasting all the time just for no reason at all. This is a fast to draw you near to Jesus. White burial clothes have no pockets, so no possessions can be taken, only the word and good works for the Jews. Wow. One of the fringes, the tzitzits that you have on prayer shawl is cut off. It represents the law. And what that means is simply the dead are no longer under the law. So when you're buried, you cut off the tzitzit because you can't obey that law anymore. Mm. Yom Kippur is the only holiday that fasting is explicitly commanded by the Lord. It's a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your soul, statute forever. And afflict doesn't mean punish yourself, but to humble yourself. That's what the word means. Why are we to fast? Because we've learned from the failure of Adam and Eve, if there's ever a day in your whole life you should fast, it's the day when Adam and Eve went, ooh, look, an apple, or whatever the fruit was. We're choosing not to eat from the tree of knowledge, in essence, as we return to the garden spiritually to start anew our walk with God. See, it's the beginning of the year, so you're stepping into that garden again and looking at the tree going, wait, I see that, but no, I'm not choosing that. Isaiah 58 helps you walk through what a real fast is. Turn away your foot from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Call the Sabbath a delight, not a burden, the holy day of the Lord honorable. Honor him by not doing your own ways. Pretty simple. Not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Isn't that profound? Mm. Isaiah 58 says this: is this not the fast I've chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, to share your bread with the hungry, to bring to your house the poor who are cast out, when you see the naked, to cover him, to not hide yourself from your own flesh. So ordinarily, the high priest outfit had bright colors and a breastplate of precious stones. But on Yom Kippur, high priest was required to take off all those beautiful robes in exchange for simple white linen garments in order to go into the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. You have to approach God humbly, right? Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. He looked just like any other priest. This foreshadowed Jesus, our great high priest, putting aside his heavenly glory, putting on flesh to become one of us, and yet remaining holy. Now, the high priest also wore a crown of pure gold on his head called a nazir, which comes from the word that we get Nazarite from, or nazir. So it means to dedicate, to consecrate, to sacredly separate. So that root that forms Nazarite describes someone who has taken a vow to be separated from the world. So when we come to Christ, we say, yes, I'm going to do this. So this is stepping in and saying, okay, let's renew this. Let's start this. So as Christians, we're called a royal priesthood. Mm-hmm. In 1 Peter 2:9. We're called to live a holy life dedicated to God, separated from the world in our thoughts and our intentions. So I think we all deal with this, but daily negativity, cynicism, impurity, man, try to keep your focus. Yeah. So the devil wants us to dwell on things that depress us, that are impure and evil. But if you take them captive, they can't get a foothold. So you, if you will, crown yourself with thoughts that are pure. That's what this day is about. You're that priest. You're putting on that crown to change the world around you. And you know the thoughts from Philippians, finally, brothers, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That all goes back to the Day of Atonement. This is what he grew up with. As Paul's writing the Philippians in jail, he's remembering the priest with this gold crown. So what does repentance look like? A deeper level of dedication and consecration. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. All of this comes from this particular day and this particular ceremony.
Excellent start to a conversation, a discussion, and teaching on the Days of Awe and Yom Kippur 2018. Go to victory.radio, click on blog, and you can follow along with Ray Haynes' teaching this morning on Rise and Stein at Victory 91.5. New garage doors or a...